Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1943. Luck, Credit, and the Fire Movement by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Luck, Credit, and the Fire Movement by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. Recently, the FIRE movement has come in for some criticism. Here's one prominent example. While I don't want to speak for the critics, some of the arguments boil down to a version of the following. FI, or FIRE, I prefer FI, but let's not argue over terminology, overemphasizes personal responsibility and individualism, as most financial outcomes are the result of luck and the work of others. For example, if you invest $250,000 in real estate and local property values skyrocket such that your investment is now worth $600,000, most of the value of your investment is not attributable to anything you did. While I appreciate the perspective provided by these commentators, I respectfully disagree with the criticisms. My journey with FI. Before I address the criticisms, I thought it would be helpful to share a bit of my perspective on FI. My journey with personal finance mostly starts in college, when I began to become interested in some of the tactics of personal finance, things like the Roth IRA and passive investing. For me, the tactics were like the quartz countertops, cabinets, and ceiling beams on a home construction site, shiny objects drawing attention, but by themselves, not all that impactful. As applied to personal finance, when you add in the FI framework, you transform shiny objects into a house. Having the FI framework and goals ultimately drives better choices and better luck. Getting introduced to FI in 2017 flipped a switch for me. It gave meaning to the personal finance tactics. More importantly, it encouraged me to make better choices. For me, it's not about a FI number or a retirement deadline, and it has never been about anyone who retired at a particularly early age. Rather, to me, FI is about making better choices that give me and my family more options and better financial luck. This is why I don't believe financial literacy is an adequate substitute for FIRE. You can teach people about 401ks and HSAs until you're blue in the face. Without something akin to the FI framework, financial knowledge by itself does not often materially improve choices and outcomes. Financial literacy without a framework and goals is sort of like teaching algebra in high school. There's nothing wrong with it, but how much did algebra affect your adult life? Having shared a bit of my own FI journey, here are my thoughts on the recent criticisms of the FIRE movement. The role of luck. Michael Jordan won 6 NBA championships. Wouldn't we all say that he was a great basketball player? But wait a minute, wasn't almost all of his success attributable to luck? First, Dr. James Naismith invented the sport of basketball. Then players, promoters, and team owners spread the sport throughout the United States, such that professional leagues could become a way to earn an income. Then the founders, players, coaches, owners, television executives, and fans of the National Basketball Association had to build it and sustain it through some very challenging times. Without the work and support of countless people, Michael Jordan would not have been able to make a living playing basketball, much less win 6 championships playing basketball. And what about Jordan's height, good health, parents, coaches, and teammates? Talk about lucky. Most of us, when confronted with all of the luck Michael Jordan had in his basketball career, would simply acknowledge that luck played a role, but that in no way diminishes all the hard work he put into his craft and the fact that he was a great basketball player. In all situations, luck plays an important role. There is little anyone can do to avoid being subject to a significant degree of luck. All you can do is make choices based on judgment and what experience and history teach. Often, you'll enjoy more good luck as you make better choices. Luck and choices are not entirely unrelated. The better financial choices you make, the more likely it is you'll have good financial outcomes and enjoy better luck along the way. For example, you can't get lucky with an investment if you don't make the investment. Investment growth could be thought of as luck, but without an individual financial choice, the decision to invest, you get absolutely none of that luck. The FIRE movement simply says, we have hundreds of years of economic data. We know diversified baskets of productive investments generally tend to grow over long periods of time. So start investing. FI provides a framework for capturing financial luck. Why shouldn't there be a movement, if you want to call it that, of people who are intentional about making better choices that increase the odds that they and others will experience financial luck and success? Credit versus choices. The FIRE movement is not about claiming credit for financial outcomes. It's about encouraging good financial choices. To my mind, arguing that the FIRE movement is lacking because most of the credit belongs to others misses the point. The point of the financial independence movement is not to deserve financial success. Rather, the point is to make choices that increase the odds of financial success and having more financial options. If I wear a seatbelt, I'm making a choice that increases my odds of staying safe. I hopefully don't demand credit for being safe. Rather, I simply make an informed choice that makes my life incrementally better. That's what the FIRE movement's all about. Make good choices in your financial life, and generally speaking, your financial life tends to have good outcomes. If someone wants to give you credit for the resulting outcomes, that's fine, but that credit is not what the FIRE movement is all about. None of this makes financial independence easy, and financial independence as an end goal will be more difficult for some than others. But practically, everyone has financial choices to make. Thus, the FIRE movement can speak to everyone. The FIRE movement offers a framework and encouragement to make good choices. Regardless of the luck you have had up to now, it's better to be intentional about your financial choices and seek to improve your future financial choices. Room for improvement. Is everything perfect in the FIRE movement? Surely not. For example, extreme examples of FIRE tend to get overemphasized in the media and within the movement, in my opinion. Overemphasizing certain stories causes a distorted view of financial independence. But podcasts, YouTube, blogs, and other forums help all sorts of FI stories get out there. The FIRE movement is constantly developing, and different FIRE voices appeal to different listeners, and hopefully to a growing number of listeners. My hope is that the movement and the media reduce the emphasis on some of the more extreme FIRE examples while still acknowledging their validity, and choose to promote a diverse array of FIRE perspectives. No one has all the answers, but everyone can make a contribution. The future of FI. In May, I published the following, quote, FI or FIRE will survive out of economic necessity. What else are people to do? Tie their entire economic future to one job that can be gone in an instant? The economic downturn occurring due to coronavirus demonstrates that you need multiple sources of economic support. Part of FI or FIRE is that you ultimately build up so many sources of support, essentially a well-diversified portfolio, that your job becomes an unnecessary source of support, end quote. I stand by that. Some argue that FIRE is unrealistic. I'd argue that tying your financial future to a single job, or more broadly, to your ability to always earn an income from your labor, is unrealistic. The FIRE movement provides a framework for improving your financial condition through better choices. That's a movement worth staying in. You just listened to the post titled Luck, Credit, and the FIRE Movement by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
This article also made me reflect on the idea of personal responsibility. Sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances that aren't our fault, but we still need to take responsibility and navigate them. I have a really good friend named Lynn Frere who runs the website FiHealthcare.com, which is the first crowdsourced database of healthcare options for entrepreneurs and early retirees. Lynn was always super responsible with her money and started investing at a very young age. But then in her late 20s, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And the resulting surgery, rehab, learning to walk again, etc., completely wiped her out financially. She lost everything. And by the way, she had health insurance, but this happened in the days before out-of-pocket maximums. Now, obviously, this horrible situation wasn't Lynn's fault. But when she talks about how she rebuilt her wealth over the next 10 years and created a work-optional lifestyle before 40 years old, I'm so blown away by her degree of personal responsibility. There's so much in life that's beyond our control, but if we can remember that we always have control and how we respond to what life throws at us, we'll be in a much better position to navigate our circumstances. While I understand the criticism of the FIRE movement, which reeks of privilege for many people, I don't think it attempts to address the issues of systemic poverty, for example. I believe the framework the FIRE movement promotes can be super helpful for people who are actually much less disadvantaged than they've been led to believe. For example, I used to think that I had an income problem, that if I just made more money, all my money issues would be solved. The FIRE movement helped me see that I actually had a money management problem and I was wasting my privilege. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.